This recording, Czech Republic 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. Oh my gosh. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry about the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. Futile? No clue. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I come from Czech Republic. I come from a place in the northern part of Czech Republic called Czech National Paradise, and it's really pretty with a lot of nice rivers and rocks and forests and what else I could say. I have been learning English since I was 13, so I was going to this pre-high school for some clever kids, so we were taught kind of earlier than other of my colleagues or the friends I had. So I was learning English from that time. We had a really nice teacher. He would be really interactive. He made it really a fun thing for us. But since that time, I think I never had a proper cool teacher of English anymore. So it was mostly just watching movies and talking and traveling and reading and then trying to pass the TEFL exam in English, which was pretty hard for me. But eventually I succeeded and then I'm here.